Well, Coach, thank you for joining the program and taking the time. So I was talking a little bit about your program here. It's your first year as the head coach at Troy, but you're familiar with the campus itself. What made Troy and this time the right place for you to take this job?
Well, I think anytime you're looking into a new opportunity, you, in football, you want to make sure you're going to a situation where you can win. And Troy, you know, the history of Troy football is very, very strong. You know, the number of conference championships and three national championships. And so the history and tradition of Troy football is impressive. And then the community itself, you know, I was an assistant there in 2015, 16, and 17. And we fell in love with the university and the community. And really, just a great fit for our family, a place that we love and we feel very passionate about and excited to be back.
Awesome. Again, speaking with John Summerall, new head football coach of the Troy Trojans. So what has impressed you throughout the spring and with the T-Day game in particular, as you've gotten used to this team and you've been able to see what your group kind of has got, at least going into the summertime?
Yeah, I think we've got some good older leadership, some young men who, a lot of them, I was fortunate to recruit them there when I was last in their last Detroit in 2017. Carlton Marshall, Grant Betts, both of those kids from Mobile, Jake Andrews from Stanhope Elmore, Austin Stidham, all young men who are tough and play the game the right way. And then there's some new guys that was recruited since I had left that are good players as well. Tez Johnson and Kamani Vidal. And just seeing that our guys are hungry for, I think, the accountability and the discipline and a structure that we've provided to try to improve daily and have a very high standard in how we're operating and the things that we're doing. And so I think just seeing how eager the guys are to embrace the changes that we've brought has been really encouraging.
So there's a lot of returning starters on both ends of the field. You having a lot of defensive experience. You look at what the defensive numbers were last year. I mean, a 21st in the country in passing yards allowed per game, a 24th in yards allowed per game. Offensively, some more of the struggles there. But having as many starters as you've got returning from last year's team, how much of a difference do you think this can make on your team this year in particular, having all that experience coming back again?
Yeah, it's always nice to have experience because you've got guys that have been in the situations of playing the games and competing. And, you know, the best experience is usually learned through going through the ups and downs of playing a college football season. And we've got a lot of guys that have been there. And obviously the record's not been what any of us wanted to be the last couple of years, but we have a lot of guys that have worked hard and proven themselves as college football players that want to be successful. And really, you know, lean on those guys that have that experience that have been through the good and the bad to lead our team and show other guys what it looks like to be a champion every day. But do have a lot of good proven players. And then got to continue to develop and grow some guys that maybe haven't played as much so that we can be a deep team, because in the game of football, you need to have depth and you need to have quality depth. So, but we do have some proven experienced guys. I'm excited about watching them continue to grow, but really also I'm excited to see some new guys embrace opportunity as well.
What's the biggest thing that you learned in your time with Mark Stoops at Kentucky and just being in the SEC in general that you're looking to bring to this team and to this program?
Well, I think Mark's a player's coach in a lot of regards, and he every decision he made was about what's in the player's best interest first. And I think probably that's the thing that resonated and stuck with me through my time with him was, yeah, Mark does everything about the players. I'm the same way. Every decision I make is about what's in our players' best interest, not what's in my best interest. And so I care and love deeply our players, and those guys mean so much to me. And Mark did such a great job there at Kentucky of showing how much he cared and loved our team. And so that's how I'm going to operate. That's one thing I've really taken from Coach. And then Coach obviously is a great defensive football mind and really enjoyed being able to coach alongside him the last 3 years because he is such a good scheme and technique coach from the defensive side of the ball. So really have a ton of respect for Mark and so grateful for him. He's a dear friend and always will be. And I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to work for him and with him.
Again, having Coach John Summerall of the Troy Trojans here on ESPN Pensacola. Name, image, and likeness in the transfer portal have been a big topic of conversation. I mean, and it ranges from college basketball to college football, from the SEC to the Sun Belt. How exactly, I guess, are you and your staff trying to approach this with your players, or how exactly do you plan to utilize it in your favor, being at a Group of Five program in Troy and being in the Sun Belt?
Yeah, I think the biggest way for us to use it is more so from a reward mechanism for maybe proven players that are doing everything the right way within our program by people who care about our program within our community. My preference to see how it gets used at our place is taking care of the guys who are already taking care of Troy. You see some people currently, I think, using it maybe for inducement or recruitment purposes. I don't see us going that route anytime soon. But I do believe that it's important for the players, the young men who have created value for themselves by how they carry themselves day in, day out, and how they perform on and off the field, to be rewarded and compensated if the opportunity presents itself. I encourage people in our town to look after the young men that do everything right for Troy. And so more so of a reward mechanism, I believe, in our case than it is like a recruitment or inducement mechanism.
Sure. What would you quantify as a successful season from Troy this year?
Well, we'll get together as a team and really identify what our goals are. We want to play in a bowl game. We want to win a bowl game. We want to play in conference championships. We want to win conference championships. I'm not going to put any sort of ceiling or floor on what success looks like this year, but I want to create an identity and culture within our program where we compete every game, regardless of who we play. We'll play anyone, anytime, anywhere, and we're not going to back down from anybody. And I want our kids to believe in each other and love each other and encourage each other to be our best every day. And we're going to go through some good and some bad. No team has a perfect season very often. And so I want our guys to just learn and grow and really build the foundation of what we want to be a championship-level program.
I'll end with this, Coach. Out of all the things that are a part of college football, what is your favorite part about coaching this game?
I love player development. I love nothing more than watching a young man come into a program and helping him become the best version we can of himself, not only in football, but socially, spiritually, academically. Player development is why I coach football. And whole person player development is really what I'm into. It's not just a football only model. It's how we make each individual young man the absolute best we can make them in everything they do. And so it's player development. That's why I do it. That's why I love it. That's what I'm passionate about, is I love building young men to be their best, and in turn building a team to be its best. So it's player development.
Wonderful. Well, Coach, I really appreciate you for taking the time. Again, Coach John Summerall, Troy head football coach, good luck to you the rest of the offseason, and would love to catch back up with you come the fall at some point if we're able to.
Yeah, I'd love to do that, and we'll be down in Pensacola with the Trojan Tour on Thursday evening at the Blue Wahoos game, so any Troy Trojan fans, encourage them to come out and come see us. We'll be there at 5:30 to watch the Blue Wahoos play.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, again, you have a blessed day, and look forward to seeing you out here at Blue Wahoo Stadium, and a good luck the rest of the summer, and good luck this season as well.
Thank you. I appreciate you.